to CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. The Broomfield-based Ball Corporation will suspend its businesses in Russia a little over a month into the country's invasion of Ukraine. The company plans to sell off its three aluminum can manufacturing facilities in Russia. Together, the plants make up roughly 4% of Ball's global can sales. Several other Colorado-based businesses like Crocs and Western Union have stopped operating in the country since the war began. A bill moving through the State House aims to help mental health patients move from hospitals to more semi-independent residential treatment facilities. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
There's currently a backlog for beds in residential treatment centers, meaning people are often either stuck in the hospitals or jails or not getting care. Patrice Marquis says her son experienced explosive mood swings and psychosis for many years, but wasn't able to get help.
We need more beds now. We needed them 20 years ago. Mental illness is a medical issue which deserves hospital and restoration beds.
The bill would use federal COVID relief to add more than 120 residential behavioral health beds. It has wide support from Republicans and Democrats. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Fresh mapping shows the wildfire that ignited Monday east of Estes Park is nearly under control. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says the 15-acre fire is about 75% contained. Mandatory evacuations were downgraded to voluntary. Fire crews were focusing on encircling the fire's perimeter before a storm moved in. Rain and snow forecast for the Front Range should help smother the fire. Right now in Denver, it's 44 degrees. This is CPR News.